Good morning. My name is Bonita, and I am here in New Jersey. Little nippy, but God is good. Amen. This is Thankful Thursday. We were just having a little trivia with our scriptures and having some fun at it. We just want to come to you today and just give a little word and tell you, when you bump into massive difficulties on your life path, you want to consider it pure joy as you bounce off of those impossibilities. Know that God has you. We talked about Matthew 19 and 26, James 1 through 2 and 3, and Deuteronomy. You want to go back and just know God's got you. Thankful Thursday. I'm going to open this call in prayer because I'm excited to pass it off to our host, one of our co-founders, and then we're going to hear the word that's going to come forth. Father God, we come to you humbly this morning on this Thankful Thursday. We never, ever forget how you always have our back, Father, that we always put on our full armor of God. When we go out there and we face the world as we are ministers in the marketplace, Father God, as we share your word to let others know that there is nothing that you cannot do. Father God, we know difficulties will come in our life. And we know that you as a parent sometimes allow these difficulties to come so that we'll know how to turn to you and no one else. Father God, we cover this call in prayer. We ask you to cover the co-founders, that they continue to move forward with your mission, that we will always be ministers in the marketplace. We ask you, Father, to cover each and every prayer request that's on this line, those that are spoken and those that are not spoken. You know everything in everybody's heart, Father, every need, every desire. Some we need and some we don't, Father. As a parent, we understand that you have our best interests at hand. We ask you to cover this word that's going to come forth, that you allow only you to show, Father, and not that individual, that we hear the word, we nourish, we chew on that word, and we take that word with us throughout the day. Father God, we appreciate everything that you do for us. Sometimes we don't have enough sense to tell you that, but you know in our heart that we do appreciate you, and we would be nothing without you, Father God, and we just come to say thank you on this Thursday. In our brother's name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. And I will now turn the call over to whom I call my Dr. Dimples, because my grandmama said when you have dimples that deep, the angels must have kissed you on the cheek. So amen, amen, and I'm turning it over to our Dr. Pecola Roberts-Patton, Dr. PK.
Well, good morning, good morning. I'm loving your grandmother wherever she is because, oh, my goodness, to believe that I've been kissed on the cheeks by the angel, that is so wonderful. Thank you, Minister Bonita. You are just absolutely awesome, welcoming us into our telecommunication sanctuary this morning. God bless you, love you, and thank God for you. Well, good morning, TMC family, and I say to you, happy anniversary. We are so thankful to God that he is allowing us to celebrate our 8-year anniversary, 8 meaning new beginning, and we are expecting God to do something extraordinary for us this month as we are celebrating, and I tell you, he has not failed us. Well, on October 25th, 2010, Dr. Vanessa and I were given the mandate to open this call, and we were obedient. And of course, everything we do it on the word. So the scripture that we are standing on and have stood on comes from Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. You all, God has blessed us to have a website whereby all of the messages have been archived from the inception of this call. What a blessing, what a blessing. And if you are interested ever in going back and checking out what God has done through us and the wonderful speakers God has given us, go to www.themasterswithanscall.net, themasterscall.net. And not only are our messages there, our bios are there, and, you know, just listening to our speakers this month, I know you're saying you're glad that we that you can go back and read their bios so that we can put them up and give them plenty of time to speak to us. And that's what we're going to do this morning. The theme that God has given Dr. Vanessa for us this year is 2018 through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And I'm telling you that God has shown himself to be true to that particular theme for this year. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, if you feel that God is leading you to be a blessing here on this call, to greet as Minister Bonita did this morning with the trivial scripture, come and host as I'm doing this morning, and this is something that I don't normally do. This is something that Dr. V and I did when we first started. We did everything and washed the balls and floors and everything to make it run, but now God has blessed us with a team of great, great prayer warriors who assist us. And if you want to be a part of this team, oh, God, we will welcome you. I welcome you. Vanessa welcomes you, and I want you to know that our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, also welcomes you. So just get to us through info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, the prayer general, will contact you, because if you contact me, I'm going to contact them. So, you know, you'll be contacted. I promise you will. Now, how did we come together? How did all this happen? How did I meet Dr. Vanessa back in 2008? Didn't know her, but I was on a call just like this, heard her voice and said, she was preaching. I said, oh, God, I want to get to know that woman right there. I was on the call and she was on the call due to a phenomenal company, Artist International, which is now Artist Life. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family, and we often say that we are so thankful that somebody fired Papa Diaz de Leon, and over 29 years ago, he started this company, and because of it, all of us right in here right now are together, and most of the people that you will hear this month are those who have been in the company, still using the products or whatever, because this is a great, great company. And our prayer general often say that a theme is we have the greatest products on this side of heaven, okay? And so with that being said, we are going to go right into our speaker this morning so that she can have ample time to come and bless us. Listen, our speaker is absolutely beautiful. I don't know if any of you have heard her before, but I'm telling you, when God allowed us to meet, my heart went pitter-patter because this woman is absolutely phenomenal. Dr. Helga Clark is the co-pastor of Harvest Fire Worship Center. You hear that? Harvest Fire. And yes, it's a center that is on fire in Miami, Florida. That's exactly where I met her the first time, in Florida. Now, Dr. Helga serves in full-time ministry alongside her husband for over 35 years, Bishop Donald Clark, and they are all over the place. Their ministry is recognized throughout North America, including Canada, the Caribbean, the continent of Africa, and the Eastern and Mediterranean parts of the world. Matter of fact, she just got back yesterday from a Mediterranean tour, cruise, whereby she said that they had a super fantastic time. She rested and coming, and she's going to speak this morning, and she'll be flying out again tomorrow. That just lets you know the type of people that the Lord allows us to connect with over here on the TMC call. I'm going to move out of the way as Dr. Helga Clark comes and presents the word of God to us, because her passion is that souls are saved, lives are changed, and that people can live their very best for the Lord. Come, Dr. Helga, and take it away. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. It is so good to be alive and well on this.
Good morning.
a beautiful day in South Florida. And I am so grateful to be here this morning. It's been a while. And I just want to say hi to everyone who are listening in, and especially to Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, who have been carrying this for so long. And I just want to congratulate you on the 8 years of service that has not gone unnoticed to the Lord. And I just want to let you know that God has a blessing with your names on it. And so this morning, I just want to move in and talk a little bit about something that the Lord's been placing on my heart, even as I came back, as you heard, from the Mediterranean trip. And I love going away, but I love coming home the best because it's my sanctuary. It's where I get into deep concentration and pray. You know you're home the best. And so as I got home, I just got back into the Word and just listening to what the Lord has to say. And for some reason, he gave me John 5 that has just been pulsating in my spirit. It's a very simple message that, you know, most of us have heard preached all the time about the man that was by the pool of Bethesda, and he was laying there for 38 years. And they said that there was a large number of people laying there. They were either blind, lame, paralyzed. There were sick people, but they were laying by this pool. And the Bible said that this one particular man has been there for 38 years. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But he was waiting for help. He said that himself, because when Jesus appeared on the scene and he asked him, do you want to get well? And that's the question he's asking each and every one of us and every single day. Do you want to get well? And the man said, sir, I don't have a man to put me into the pool. He was desiring to get into the pool where he thought his help was. He said, I don't have anyone to get me into that water when that turn up, when the healing period came, because someone always get in before me. So Jesus just said to him, get up. Just simple as that, get up. Pick up your bed or your mat and walk. And the Bible says instantly he did. Now, I'm going to talk about the part that really got to me was that, and you know you read the Bible all the time, but there's always that rhema, that when he got well and he was asked, why are you walking with your mat? It's a Sabbath. Of course, it's a holy day. You don't do anything. Why are you doing this? He said, somebody told me, the man who made me well told me, pick up your mat and walk. The man, he didn't even know who it was. And he said, who was it? He said, who is this man that told you to in verse 12, who is this man who told you, pick up your mat and walk? But the man who was cured did not know who it was. He did not know where his healing came from. He did not know where his victory came from. He did not recognize the power of the one who healed him until Jesus reappeared to him and said to him, see, you are well. Do not sin anymore, for that something worse does happen. Worse doesn't happen to you. And my question I would want to pose this morning is, do you know where your power source comes from? Do you know who it is that is in your life and whose life you are in? Because for 38 years, he was struggling, and the number 38 is significant, not because it gives you a time frame of how long something was going on. For instance, it talked about the woman that had an issue, it was 12 years. So when a number is mentioned, we need to pay attention. The 12 years symbolizes God's power and authority or his governmental foundation. So what is this 38 years? It is a period of time when God's glory is going to be revealed in our life. It's an appointed time. for something to happen. It's a time of entering into his rest. And if we could go back a little bit in the time of Israel wandering in the wilderness, they didn't wander because God wanted them to. They had to wander in that wilderness until something in their lives died. The Bible said that entire generation that was filled with unbelief and rebellion died. So that 38 was a period of testing to see whether they're going to have faith in the one that took them out of Egypt. He did. He took them out with signs and wonders and miracles. They saw the miracles. They heard his voice. They saw the fire on the mountain. But in their hearts, they did not recognize who he was. They did not know who it was that they, and the authority that they were under, the covering they were under. They did not understand the God who came and rescued and delivered them. And so they got into a place of difficulty, and their hearts were revealed. And once their heart was revealed, God had to test to see, how are they going to believe? Moses was there. They saw the glory on Moses when he spent time with this authority, and they still did not believe. And God got so angry. He said, you know what? What would have been, 11 days journey? It's now going to be 40 years until you come to recognize who I am. And finally, God said, you will not even enter in. The generation that you are worried about, your children now, I'm allowing, going to allow this and that. God said they will enter in, except for Caleb and Joshua, who stood up and said, they're going to believe God. They saw giants. Caleb and Joshua saw nothing but wiggly worms, if you want to say it like that. And so when we are going through things in our lives, God has to reveal himself, and he allows us to go through until that faith is stirred up within us to say, am I going to believe that he really is who he said he is, or am I going to continue to go through my 38 years or my 12 years or whatever it is? It is a marching period. It's a time when we're going to grow up and believe God. 8 is a new beginning. That's what it means, a new beginning. PK just said that. And so we have to recognize that when we are going through something, it is not because God don't love us. Actually, it's because he loves us so much, but he will not accept us in our infantile stage. This man sat there and said, no one help me, but when I'm trying, someone jumps in before me. And sometimes we look at somebody that comes behind us and they're excelling in ministry or they're doing great things, and you know, you said, how did they get there? And we start to murmur and complain, God, I've been waiting for you all this time, and how come they just got in? They were not going to sit around and complain and murmur. I'm going to get into this flow that I can be healed, I can be made whole. And this man somehow had a pitiful, infantile position, like the Israelite did. He sat there and possibly was, you know, why can't somebody help me? God wants us to get out of that situation and into the promise that he has given us. The promise is there. It's not going anywhere. But until we move into knowing the realm of where he is, we can't see him in his glorious splendor. So the 38 was just a period of testing to see, how long are you going to sit there? Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made whole? Are you going to just sit there? The lady with the issue, she did what she could do, and that's another part of testing, when we try to do things our way. I should go a little deeper, but I don't have the time. They had to go through my mind is just going here. Karen and all the different places that they went through, all of those were some significant places, because Paran, it means to glorify oneself. And we have to go through that period where we have to stop glorifying who we are and how big we are and you know, thinking it's us. They want to do it their way. Or they had to go to Tophel, which was the weak and wishy-washy. They don't know who they were. A position in God comes with you recognizing his deity, his glory, his authority. It's all about him. So when this woman with the issue of blood tried everything she could, then she heard about Jesus. And you know the rest of it. Her issues stop. And until we recognize him, our issues, our sicknesses, our deficit that we are in, our relationship, whatever the thing that we put on the mat to sleep for so long, put it in a bed, all those things will come to a halt when we know who he is. The man got touched, but he did not know who touched him. All of us have been touched by him. If we are saved, call us out of a life of sin, call us out of a life of shame, call us out of a life of degradation. But then we come into the fullness, we come into the kingdom, and then we don't know who he is. It becomes us. I have to do this. I have to do this. I must do this. I must. And he is left behind. And this day is coming back to you like he did to the man. And he's going to say to you, to show you who he is. It is my power that is doing those things in you. It is by my grace that you are here today. I can testify of that, because last year this time I had a major surgery. Didn't know I was walking around. I had the symptom but didn't know. Had a brain issue going on. And in August 28th of last year, I had a major brain surgery. And while I was laying in bed for 6 weeks, God appeared and he revealed himself to me in things I can't begin to tell. Another story, another time. But I came to my 38 years. I came to my 12 years. I came to this time and I start wondering, God, it is only by your grace. It is only you that moves me. It's only you that causes me to be here. It is nothing but you. My ceasing, my striving to be, my striving to let something happen, see, as you are now the authority figure in my life. Jesus had to come back in and say, girl, you've been doing good, but I want you to know where it's coming from. All the goodness that you've received is coming from me. Don't ever get it twisted. Don't ever get it twisted. Now, be made whole and don't go back there anymore. He's speaking that to all of us here on this mind this morning. Don't get it twisted. I am God. I am the only God. There is none other. And your little Godship that we have been doing and trying to excel and try, God, to just be made whole. Let me do it through you and it will be done perfectly. God bless you this morning. Thank you for having me. I just love you all and know that God wants to make you whole, not just well, but whole in your life. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. PK.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much, Co-Pastor Helga Clark. You are just phenomenal. We love, love, love you over here. We, the TMC family, listening to you this morning, decided that, yes, we've come. We've seen that 38, that 12, and now we are in our 8 years, and we are saying to God, take us to this new season, doing this new thing in you, with you. We ain't getting it twisted, God. We know we can't do it without you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. And now, as we get ready to close this call so that we can go on over to the new morning, to our New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294617. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294617, pound. The new motivational call of this morning is going to be absolutely super fantastic because it on Thursday, we have Testimony of Thursday. And our own Minister D. Lee is going to be leading us in Testimony of Thursday. And I'm telling you, if you really want to hear what these products can do for you, just go on over to that call. I always enjoy hearing the testimonies. Now, I know that some of you are going to want to hear the playback of the call that we just had this morning. I tell you, we thank Minister Clark for this call, for her message this morning, and that number is 712-432-1085, PIN number 957677, pound. Again, the number is 712-432-1085, PIN number 957677, pound. As we prepare for Minister Clark to come back and give us our benediction, I just want to say to you, TMC family, that God is really blessing us this month. He has blessed us all year long, but it seems like this month he's just putting some cream and icing and all of this on the top of it, because it is so wonderful for us to have, I know, all of our speakers to come and give us these wonderful, wonderful messages. But the thing that I'm really, really enjoying is hearing new people call in and then them calling me later on and talking about how wonderful this call has been to them and how they are glad that they are getting on the call. So I thank all of you new people for coming, all of our new listeners. We thank God for you this morning, and we bless the name of Jesus for all that he's doing with us, through us. What am I saying? Come back on tomorrow. Prepare yourself for the rest of this month to come and share with us. At this time, Pastor Clark, if you could come and close us out with the benediction.
Thank you, PK. Thank you. Father God, we thank you this morning for your love, your life towards us. And just, Lord, just loving us so much until we surrender to you, Lord God. So we surrender our hearts and our minds, our soul and our spirit. We pronounce a benediction over every listener this morning, God, that they will grow in wisdom and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that today will be the best and the first day of the rest of their lives, Father. They'll experience exponential growth in knowing you, God, in your eternality and how great you are towards us. So we thank you, we bless you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for listening.
God bless you. You all go out and have a super fantastic day. We love each and every one of you. See you on tomorrow. Bye-bye.